The Bush administration is touting a rule to cut mercury emissions 70% from 1999 levels within 13 years. A 20% cut would take place within 5 years. The EPA says those reductions would reduce the amount of a type of mercury that accumulates in certain fish and that can work its way into the bodies of humans that eat those fish. We Energy's official Chris McKinney says his company is trying to meet the targets by testing a mercury reduction process at a power plant in Michigan.
It's more than just something in the lab. It is a full-scale demonstration project where our goal is to demonstrate 70 to 90% mercury reduction at a coal power plant burning Western subituminous coal.
McKinney says another way to cut mercury is using a chemical additive that's also used to try and cut emissions of two other pollutants. We Energies has been pushing for a congressionally backed multi-pollutant law, but that measure recently suffered a political setback. Under the new EPA rule, utilities could also use a controversial cap-and-trade system that would allow some power companies to buy pollution credits as long as total mercury emissions went down. Some environmental groups say cap-and-trade leads to pollution hotspots and that there is existing technology for deeper mercury cuts. Sierra Club official Joyce Harms says the Bush administration rule falls short of what President Clinton discussed 6 years ago.
There were certain, you know, goals that had been set based on existing technology. Now, these rules that have come out are actually retreating on much of that.
To symbolize their point, about 50 Sierra Club members marched backward yesterday for three blocks in downtown Milwaukee.
Broadway, EPA, Broadway, EPA.
A Wisconsin mercury reduction plan would need to be scaled back to fall in line with the new federal law. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.